Where do mysteries come from? Nobody knows. But they end here. This is England, and this magnificent pile is Bluebell End. It is the ancestral seat of the famous occult investigator, Lord Zimbabwe. His is the realm of the unknown, the field of twilight and the tenebral. He is a walker in the ether, a lord of the ectoplasm.
Ectoplasm by Dan Friedman and Nick Romero. Episode 1, The Curse of the Mummy's Curse.
Theremin!
Yes, your lordship?
Get the door, would you?
No, sir.
Please, Theremin.
Get it yourself.
Theremin, I can't help feeling there's work to be done on our butler-lordship relationship.
Really, sir? How fascinating.
I have a suspicion you are being insolent.
Sir, your powers of deduction are second to none. No, even closer than that, they are none. By the way, sir, there's someone at the door.
Oh, the indignity.
I'm here to see your master.
I am my own master, madam, but I'm your humble servant.
Good. Would you announce me to Lord Zimbabwe?
No, you see, I said I'm my own master, but your servant, which was just... Ah, well, never mind. I am Lord Zimbabwe. What can I do to you?
I'm hoping that you can help me. My name is Professor Cockcroft.
Not Professor Cordelia Cockcroft of Oxford University, who wrote the seminal treatise on the status of early Babylonian transsexualism.
No, I'm his sister, Mary Cockcroft.
Not the Mary Cockcroft who discovered the Colossus of Cheadle.
That's right. Not her. I am Mary Elizabeth Cockcroft.
Ah, the...
Archaeologist.
This is indeed an honour. I have long been meaning to probe your oeuvre. Pray enter.
Oh, thank you. Oh, what a beautiful rug. What is it?
Whale.
Oh.
Pray, be seated.
Oh, thank you.
Now tell me, how can I help?
Is it true that you investigate strange goings-on?
And curious shenanigans, yes.
Oh, dear. I'm at my wit's end, and I've got no one else to turn to.
There, there, my dear, you have come to the right place. I have never yet come across a case that I could not solve. Would you care for some tea, my dear?
Thank you.
I shall have my butler bring it. Theremin!
Boy!
We will take tea in the main hall. Theremin, would you be so kind as to do me a favour?
Certainly. Who is this?
It's Lord Zimbabwe, your employer.
Then, no.
My butler, he, spaced us?
No, thank you.
Now then, you have a problem you wish me to address. Pray tell all.
Well, it all started a year ago.
Please, don't touch the harp.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, it all started a year ago. You see, I was in Egypt, working on excavations on a recently discovered tomb on the site of the city of Hashmunaim. Spiders. Come on, Abdul.
Oh, yes, Sahib. Oh.
Where are the rest of the bearers?
Oh, Effendi, the men will not go on. They are afraid.
Afraid, Charwala? Why?
They are foreign and brown, Punjabi. It is their role in this type of thing.
Oh, no, I mean, what are they afraid of, Fandango? Oh,
the writings in the script speak of a curse, Chapati.
Nonsense, Kama Sutra. Let me see. Rak-an-netep reb. Nasser. Oh, my God! This could indeed be a curse. It's a warning to anyone who desecrates this tomb. Gertje, you... Then the hieroglyph for rubble.
Sleg.
Oh, no, no. Not you, Chimichanga. This is the hieroglyph for sleg.
Gertje, you slag. Extraordinary. I have never heard of such a curse. Now we must open the tomb. Here, Help me open this door, Kimanan.
No, but Punani, no.
I am
no.
right and cautioned. You'll do as I say, risotto milanese.
No, never. Not me, Lasagne. Foolish unbeliever. You will face the curse alone. Forever.
No!
Oh, dear.
By some miracle, I managed to escape down a tunnel with all darts and a massive stone ball rolling down it. When I returned home, all was well. I was awarded the Elgin Prize for grave robbing. But soon afterwards, my fortunes changed. I began to suffer the worst possible luck. I am now convinced that I am cursed.
Theremin, turn that down. I very much regret that this bears all the fiendish, terrible, and not nice hallmarks of Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun? Well, surely you mean...
No, Tutankhamun, the tacky pharaoh. If indeed it was he who placed the curse, then this is no trifling matter.
Can't you just remove it?
A curse is like partying in a nunnery. It is very difficult to get off. But do not fret, my dear. We shall enlist the help of my esteemed colleague, Dr. Lilac. Come. His is one of the greatest scientific minds of our age. Theremin!
Sir?
Would you tell Dr. Lilac we shall be joining him shortly?
I suppose I would, given the right incentive. However, the whims of an under-tonsured sodomite do not come under that umbrella, sir.
Very good, Theremin. Please, Professor, follow me.
Is this in order? Yes, I'm going to put on this.
Good day to you, Doctor. How goes your industry at the coalface of scientific endeavor?
Please, please, your lordship, you must be quiet. You arrive at a very important juncture. I have for 3 days, 22 hours and 3 seconds towards this moment been working.
A Herculean effort. But work, my dear Doctor, is like pornography. It's always better with an end in sight.
Yeah. I am just about to test the solution I have perfected on this guinea pig. Now, please observe as I inject the formula.
Did that guinea pig just speak?
My dear Doctor, bravo! You've done it. You've perfected the formula for scouse.
This is correct. It works. Observe the overfamiliarity.
Yeah, it's all there. The irritating chirpiness, the cheeky bonhomie. A magnificent achievement.
You are too kind, but I must say that I believe this represents a seminal scientific and probably for the human race very important... Schweinhund, come back with the gramophone!
Hey, that's my motor car, it's hot wiring!
Ah, extraordinary. My compliments, Doctor. You've turned a household guinea pig into a thieving scally. This almost parallels your Jewish bees.
What an adorable little cat. Why doesn't he move?
Schrödinger is an unusual cove. We encountered him on our travels. He is both dead and alive at the same time.
Yeah, this is not strictly true. He exists in more of a quantum state, whereby...
Yes, later, Doctor. Doctor, I have the great honor of introducing Professor Cockcroft.
So?
The professor here has come to seek our help in lifting a curse.
A curse? But this is nonsense. The notion of a curse is merely a function of the human mind's attempt to find meaning, to impose order... to create a disciplined and perfectly organized Uberstate that will live for 1,000 years. I'm merely saying that there is certainly a rational explanation.
Not always. Must we go through this yet again? May I remind you of the case of the Essex vampire?
A vampire?
Yes. We found a young woman with 2 puncture wounds in her neck. Dr. Lilac insisted they were made by 2 mosquitoes in a 3-legged race.
Yeah, it is the only plausible explanation.
Oh, ye of Little Hampton. Professor, I should like to ascertain the true extent of the curse. With your permission, I should like to test your luck. Please, roll the dice.
You see? 0.
Yeah, Schrödinger, this is interesting, but inconclusive.
Theremin, my tarot cards. Here, I shall get them. Professor, would you pick a card from the Mystic Tarot? What is it?
The Jack of Getting Run Over.
Yeah, but this still means nothing.
Very well, Doctor. Perhaps you will oblige me by drawing a card yourself.
The Kaiser of Everywhere.
An agreeable card, no?
Yeah, not bad.
Your turn, Schrödinger.
The Jack of Plushly Upholstered Chair Legs.
Now me. The Ace of Crisps. There, serendipity smiles on us all. Now once more, Professor.
The King of Piles.
Knagnissel, this is most unusual.
Yes, now do you believe me? Can you help?
Is ice cream nice?
Yeah, but I fear this problem is beyond the realms of science.
Indeed. I suspect we must trace this curse to its very source. Tell me, Doctor, is the time machine in good order?
Oh, come on, that's impossible. Time travel.
Yeah, yeah, it is a simple matter of reversing the spin of the gravitons by modulating a plasma stream and diverting it through a current. Adjusting the wave frequencies, creating an artificial black hole.
Oh, Mother!
Oh, so, it works, does it?
Yeah.
Splendid. So, we shall travel back in time and prevent this foul curse from ever being placed. Theramin, prepare expeditionary equipment and supplies at once.
Certainly, sir. Oh, I am most dreadfully sorry. I mean, get stuffed.
No, no, Holmes, it's quite simple. What? No, there's no phantom hound. Sir Henry Baskerville was obviously murdered. Well, I disagree. I doubt very much there was any evil shape-changing pixie creature involvement, whatever. That is unkind. My mother is far too short for that. Good day to you, Holmes.
So, the time machine is ready, your lordship. Behold.
Ah, exemplary. Are we all ready? I shall take my bejeweled saber, just in case.
But we cannot kill or harm anyone, your lordship. The consequences for the future would be terrible.
Ah, Doctor, worry not. A sword is like a priest. It can't really do any damage until it comes out.
I shall take my blunderbuss, sir. For a blunderbuss is like a blunderbuss, and I shoot people in the arse with it.
I fancy I shall wear this cloak, given to me by the King of Belgium. Magnificent, no?
A startling achievement, sir. What one can do with a dishcloth and sequins.
Come, Schrödinger, we are going to see the pharaohs. I have sent the coordinates for the place where I calculated the pharaoh Tutankhamun to be, by the pyramids of Giza. So,
my friends, we stand on the cusp of an historic moment. It is said that time laughs at all things, but the pyramids laugh at time.
Yeah, yeah, that is, let's go.
All right, Professor, please wait for us here where you will be safe.
How long will you be gone?
To you it will seem as if you have not been gone at all.
How was it? Did you lift the curse?
Yeah, not yet.
Professor, adieu.
Almighty, all-knowing Pharaoh, King of Kings, who commands the sun and moon, whose all-seeing wisdom shall prevail forever on earth, who shall live for 1,000 years, what is thy bidding, O Tutankhamun?
Hey, where are my fucking shells, Sudamid, eh? Give me the shells, give me the kids as well. I'm going to take them down the market to shout at them. And tell you what, I want some porcelain nodding sphinxes for the back of the chariot. I think they look class, eh?
Your mightiness, your wish shall be obeyed.
Hey, Ahmed, come here, eh? I tell you what, when I go, eh? I'll need a separate sarcophagus for this. Eh? Eh?
Yes, sire. Craftsman, you'll make a new sarcophagus for the pharaoh's ruler.
I tell you what, I'm the fucking ruler on earth. I'm the fucking god of this place. I'm the king. I'm gonna live forever.
What demons are these who have materialized inside the pharaoh, displacing his atoms because two solid objects cannot occupy the same place at once, in a way that I cannot possibly understand?
Doctor, I'm much afraid your calculations were too accurate. We have killed the pharaoh.
But how could this have happened?
I have a tripartite theorem comprising the elements Cretinus, Teutonic, and Burke.
Infidels!
Murderers!
We have a responsibility not to alter the past. This could affect the future irrevocably. Please, put down your weapons. Allow me to reach with them a peaceful conclusion. Hear me, ancient Egyptians. I wish to...
Oh! I have shot the one they call the doctor through the head with an arrow!
Ahmed, why are you describing things in so much unnecessary detail?
I don't know. Kill the others!
It's no use, Schrödinger. Dr. Lilac is dead. Run, Theramin. Save yourself. Theramin?
You have to speak up, sir. I'm running away.
Schrödinger, I distinctly remember being killed. What are we doing in this box? So, my last memory was of dying with an arrow through my head. And I was in the palace of the pharaoh. What is going on? Yeah, true, these animals are unusual, but there is no reason to be afraid, Schrödinger.
Dead? Impossible, Schrödinger. Let us examine the facts. I was hit, but I am now uninjured. On a barge sailing unpowered through this terrifying infernal realm. There's only one possible conclusion, my dear Schrödinger. I have been in a coma, during which my wound has healed completely, and I am now on a recuperative cruise in an underwater mythical beast, ravenous snake, dragon, and five-headed monster sanctuary. I do not understand. Define Bell End, Cheddar.
Silence is imperative, Theremin. If we are discovered, we have no hope of ever retrieving Dr. Lilac.
We're in here!
Theremin!
But, sir, it would be heartless to retrieve him. This world of sorrow is no place for such a noble soul.
Very affecting, Theremin. Nevertheless, we must rescue him. Give me the travel Ouija board. We must attempt to commune with Dr. Lilac's departed spirit. The very future is at stake. Place your hand on the glass. B-E-R-K.
It's for you, sir.
Theremin, I would appreciate it if you took this a little more seriously.
Do you know what I'd appreciate, sir?
And this time, be so good as to indulge me by not moving the glass yourself. C-C-K-R-A-O-C-K.
Random letters, sir?
No. If I'm not mistaken, this is an anagram of cockrack.
Cockrack. Brilliant, sir. That'll be so useful if we need somewhere to hang on.
Not so fast, Theremin. Have you brought the bumper book of the ethereal? Then I refer you to page 303, Ancient Egyptian Deities.
Bravo, sir. According to this, you have invoked the protection of Cockrack, the god of cravats. All our evening wear prayers are answered.
Don't mock, Theremin. We may yet be grateful for the protection of the mighty Cockrack. There's someone coming. Hide. Quickly, into this sarcophagus. Oh. A little cramped. We shall be out when they've gone. What's that?
I believe they're sealing the lid, sir.
Yes, damn. Well, the most important thing to do is not panic. Courage, Theremin. Can you feel the sarcophagus rocking, Theremin? I suggest we try to remove the lid.
Oh, no, sir. Let's stay here. My favorite passe-temps is lying in a crate crushed into the crotch of an over-coiffured chemise razor.
We are aboard the solar bark of the sun god Ra. Theremin, we have passed into the afterlife as if we too were mummies. This is indeed serendipitous. It means that we can retrieve Dr. Lilac and find the Pharaoh in one fell swoop.
How lovely. Is there a bar?
We must make haste to the Seven Gates and find a way to gain entrance to the Tuat.
Flowers and chocolates usually do the trick, sir.
No, Theremin. Traditionally, one must answer a fiendish riddle at each gate. We must hurry. Knowing the Doctor's mighty intellect, he is no doubt well ahead of us.
Greetings of souls of the deceased. I am the first of the great gates. Here is my riddle. I walk on four legs in the morning, two legs at midday, and three legs in the evening. What am I?
You are a spider dancing the can-can very slowly? What? What do you mean, Schrödinger?
Is that your final answer? Do you want to phone a friend? You speak truly. Pass.
Very good, my little kidding. Come.
Greetings, O soul of the deceased. I am the second of the great gates. Here is my riddle. What is the difference between Captain Kirk and Bob Roll?
Was? But...
Correct. Pass.
I do not understand. What is Klingons?
Here we are. This must be the first gate. Hurry, Theremin.
Greetings, O souls of the deceased. I am the first of the great gates. Here is my riddle. I walk on four legs in the morning, two legs at midday, and three legs in the evening. What am I?
an asshole.
Please, Theremin, this gets us nowhere.
Your riddle is child's play. You are evidently a man. You crawl on hands and knees as a baby, walk on two legs as an adult, and support yourself on a stick in the evening of your days.
You speak truly, Pass.
What utter conspir.
Not at all. It is the riddle of the Sphinx. Come on, we must catch up with the doctor.
I am the sixth of the great gates. Here is my riddle. I am not in the river, and yet I am. Where am I?
Ah, you are in what we call a state of quantum entanglement, whereby due to the dual nature of your constituent particles, you can ostensibly exist in two places simultaneously, much as an electron or other atoms.
Dr. Schrödinger, you are alive!
Your Lordship, Herr Theremin, this is what I've been trying to explain to Schrödinger.
Are you all right?
Well, we have managed to reach this far. However, neither Schrödinger nor I can solve this riddle. Please, Herr Gate, repeat the riddle.
I am in the river, and yet I'm not.
You are in denial.
Oh, you speak truly. Path.
But this has no logic.
Explain to me what logic brings a man to wear moleskin shorts.
Hello, sailor. I'm Isis. Stop me and buy one.
Hi. By what?
Welcome to the Hall of Two Truths, where you will face final judgment before the great Osiris, son of Nut, and brother of Set, the god of badgers.
I am Lord Zimbabwe.
Well, hello, big boy. What brings you to the nether regions?
We are in search of the recently deceased pharaoh known as Tutankhamun.
Oh, he's just gone in for judgment.
Ah, thank you, my dear. Come on, men.
Wait, you can't go in there.
Look, it's him! I say, Pharaoh, come with us!
Who dares to enter the chamber of Osiris? For this outrage, your hearts will be ripped from your bodies and fed before your very eyes to the ravenous dawn goddess Amenet.
You shall not stand in judgment of us, Osiris, for I am Zimbabwe of Bluebell End.
You are yet alive. Your presence violates all that is sacred in the realm of the gods. Tremble and despair, puny mortals. There shall be no mercy. Your judgment shall be swift and harsh. Your pain and suffering eternal.
There's a scientific word for the situation we find ourselves in. Doodoo.
You shall not have our souls. By God and St. Gary.
Outrageous insolence. Now I will have your miserable hearts. Prepare to die.
What is this creature?
Well, we're saved! It's Cockrack, god of cravats!
What possible use is he?
Not the cravats! No!
Run, Pharaoh, come with us!
Man, I'm telling you something. You saved my life.
Keep running.
What can I do to thank you? You want a gold watch or something?
Come on, we're not clear yet.
You want a special hamper or something?
I think we're safe. Stop here a moment. Well, Pharaoh, there is one thing you can do for us. Lift the curse that you placed on whoever opens your tomb.
Sure thing, anything you want. Hey, who are you anyway?
The celebrated Lord Zimbabwe and Dr. Lilac.
I never heard of you.
So, you must remember, we are the ones who killed you.
What? I'll fucking kill you. Come here, I'll curse you so you're fucking deader than the dodo. Will be in the future. I'll curse you, all right. I invoke Anubis, the dog-headed god. The body of a woman and the wings of a leading brand of sanitary towel.
Come on. It is imperative that we retrace our steps as quickly as possible. The solar bark will take us back to the tomb, and from there we can re-enter the land of the living. Doctor, make haste. Get aboard the bark.
I do not seem to be able to get on board.
Of course, I had forgotten. My dear doctor, you're dead, and so you cannot pass back into the land of the living.
Oh, well, every cloud. All aboard.
Wait, there is a way. If you were to die here in the underworld, you would come back to life in the here and now.
Yeah, this is logical.
I am afraid it's our only chance. Theremin, I'm going to ask you to do something which I know may be appallingly difficult for your conscience. Yes, well, quick. Theremin, Schrödinger, into the sarcophagus.
Theremin,
to rest. We must be back in the tomb. Come on.
Your lordship.
Doctor, it worked. You're alive again.
Indeed.
The pharaoh is close behind. He must still have some physical link with the living world. According to tradition, those canopic jars should contain his vital organs. Try to find the one with his heart in it and smash it. This one. No. Try the liver or the brain, anything.
No, this will have an effect. I think we may be too late.
Save this guy, then I'm going to kill you.
How on earth?
Schrödinger, did you eat from that jar?
Pass me the jar. This is the hieroglyph for chestnuts. Well, we appear to be safe. I spoke too soon.
The time machine is ready, your lordship.
One moment.
You have erased the curse from the wall of the tomb, nein?
Sort of. Activate the time machine. Onward and homeward. As they have left.
Oh, shut up, Ahmed.
Professor!
Oh, please hurry. Why don't you leave? Is there something wrong with your time machine? Oh, no! I'm doomed! Doomed!
My dear Professor, we have already been. The curse is lifted and you may rest easy.
Oh, how can I ever thank you? Oh, joy! Oh, forgive me. I must run to tell my friends and family.
Of course. Farewell.
Goodbye. And thank you both.
So, your lordship, we could have just erased the curse from the tomb in the first place, no?
No, we could not. As we were leaving, I discovered that it could not be erased.
No? Then how...
By the simple but ingenious action of adding a single hieroglyph, I was able to render the curse completely harmless. It now reads, beware of small furry creatures.
So, this is now no threat. This is brilliant. My congratulations.
Yes, Doctor. I think we handled that rather well.
I couldn't agree less, sir.
Ectoplasm was written by Dan Friedman and Nick Romero. It starred Nick Romero as Lord Zimbabwe, Dan Friedman as Dr. Lilac, Peter Donaldson as Theramin, Sophie Aldred as Professor Cockcroft, and Tom out of Tom and Jerry as Schrodinger the Cat. All other parts were played by members of the cast, except for those played by members of the crew. The producer was Helen Williams.
I'm free! Oh, the grass smells sweet! Oh, the flowers by the roadside!